Up next is the classic tale, Peter and the Wolf. Probably Prokofiev's most popular piece, perhaps most performed piece. The Romeo and Juliet is also one of his top pieces. Hopefully we've all heard the story, we all know the story of Peter and the Wolf and the various characters throughout the show. I remember back in elementary school, my mom was my music teacher, and she taught me all the themes, we listened to it, and we went to the Milwaukee Symphony and saw them perform, and it was always a great experience for me. It's kind of tied me throughout my career. The very first piece I ever conducted in front of an orchestra was Peter and the Wolf in college. It's part of a music fraternity that did an outreach concert, and I conducted this piece, and now I've come full circle, and conducting it once again here. It's a wonderful experience. Hopefully we all follow along and catch the story, but to help with that, we have a wonderful narrator here. Many of you have probably heard him from Wisconsin Public Radio. Any Spectrum West fans here? Hopefully all of us, we should listen to. Please welcome the voice of Spectrum West, Al Ross.
One morning, Peter opened the gate and went out on a big green meadow. On the branch of a big tree sat a little bird, Peter's friend. "All is quiet," chirped the bird gaily. Soon a duck came waddling around. She was glad that Peter had not closed the gate and decided to take a nice swim in the deep pond in the meadow.
Thank you.
Seeing the duck, the little bird flew down upon the grass, settled next to the duck and shrugged her shoulders. "What kind of bird are you if you can't fly?" said the bird. To this the duck replied, "What kind of a bird are you if you can't swim?" and dived into the pond. They argued and argued, the duck swimming in the pond, the little bird hopping back and forth along the shore. Suddenly, something caught Peter's attention. He noticed a cat crawling through the grass. The cat thought, "The bird is busy arguing. I'll just grab her." Stealthily, she crept toward her on her velvet paws. "Look out!" shouted Peter, and the bird quickly flew up into the tree. While the duck quacked angrily at the cat from the middle of the pond. The cat crawled around the tree and thought, "Is it worth climbing up so high? By the time I get there, the bird will have flown away." All at once, Grandpa came out. He was angry because Peter had gone to the meadow. "It's a dangerous place. If a wolf should come out of the forest, then what would you do?" Peter paid no attention to Grandfather's words. Boys like Peter are not afraid of wolves. But Grandfather took Peter by the hand, led him home, and locked the gate. sooner had Peter gone than a big gray wolf came out of the forest. In a flash, the cat climbed up the tree. The duck quacked, and in her excitement, jumped out of the pond. But no matter how hard the duck tried to run, she could not escape the wolf. He was getting nearer, nearer, catching up with her. And then he got her, and with one gulp, swallowed her. And now, this is how things stood. The cat was sitting on a branch up in a tree. The bird on another. Not too close to the cat. And the wolf walked around and around the tree, looking at them with greedy eyes. In the meantime, Peter, without the slightest fear, stood behind the closed gate, watching all that was going on. he ran home, took a strong rope, and climbed up the high stone wall. One of the branches of the tree around which the wolf was walking stretched out over the wall. Grabbing hold of the branch, Peter lightly climbed over onto the tree. Peter said to the bird, "Fly down and circle around the wolf's head. Only take care he doesn't catch you." The wolf almost touched the wolf's head with her wings, while the wolf snapped angrily at her from this side and that. How the bird did worry the wolf, how the wolf wanted to catch her. But the bird was clever, and the wolf simply could not do anything about it. Meanwhile, Peter made a lasso with the rope and carefully letting it down. The wolf by the tail and pulled with all his might. Feeling himself caught, the wolf began to jump wildly, trying to free himself. But Peter tied the other end of the rope to a tree. And the wolf's jumping only made the rope tighter around his tail. Just then, the hunters came out of the woods. Following the wolf's trail and shooting as they came. Thank you. already caught the wolf. Just help us take him to the zoo. And so they started off for the zoo. Imagine the triumphant procession. Leading the procession was Peter. After him came the hunters, leading the wolf. And winding up the procession, Grandfather and the Cat. Grandfather tossed his head discontently. This is all very well, but if Peter hadn't caught the wolf, what then? Above them flew Birdie, chirping merrily. My, what fine ones we are, Peter and I. Look what we have caught. If you listen very carefully, you can hear the duck quacking inside the wolf, because in his haste, the wolf had swallowed her alive.